I met her maybe in 2011 or 2012. It was one of my first few visits at All Children's Hospital. And, you know, usually when you walk in there, a lot of the kids' spirits are up. But when I went into her room, she was just so happy to see me that day. Didn't care about baseball, you know, nothing along those lines, just to have somebody to come in there and hang out with her for a little bit. I spent the majority of my time with her that day just because she wouldn't let me leave. She wanted to keep hanging out, and, you know, she just had that charisma about her that stuck out to me. You know, I don't want to say more than others, but there's just a special connection there. And, you know, we've kept up a little bit since then, and today we've been able to have her come out and, you know, do some shopping at the gift shop, and, you know, just try to make her day a little bit better today. And, you know, when you're trying to do that, relationships grow a little bit, so...
I hear she's a fan of mermaids.
Yes, yeah, that was one of the first things that stuck out to me, you know, the common questions when you walk in, what are you going to be when you grow up, and her answer was to be a mermaid doctor, you know, so obviously that stuck out pretty well.
I've heard a lot of been talk about how there's, you know, a lot of you guys go over there and talk to the children and spend some time with them, but from what I've heard, every time you guys go in there, she only wants to see Alex Cobb, so that's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, that's really neat. You know, and the cooler part about it is the fact that it's not on a baseball level. It's a personal level, and the fact that she finds me as a friend of hers. So, you know, hopefully that relationship will continue to get stronger and stronger, and I can help her with whatever obstacles that come along with her life.